from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lions, the Mountaineers, still deadlocked. Goose eggs, man. Got it going on.
It's 13-0 on my screen.
Oh, really? Well, see, on my screen, again, that's the beauty about being focused on the audience and not the tube. Because I've got nobody scoring, you know. But it's maybe I'm wrong in terms of the Hokies, too. That would be, let's hope I'm wrong.
I wish that. You were wrong so on there.
I know it. You know, but it's you know, these kids, they don't have, I don't even know if they have a scrimmage outside with other schools. This is it. And to be honest with you, I hope the NFL ends up being like this. Let's just play, get the regular season going. Anything other than having preseason games where nobody plays that's going to be on the team. So if that's the case, then let's just get to 18 out your system. Give us two of these fake games, or one if that's the case, and just start the regular season. And play through it. September's been awful anyway, because nobody's really prepared to play pro football. So let's just get it over with. You cannot continue to offer this and expect the public to fund it. I just don't think you can get away with that. Even though you are the cat's meow, I just don't think it's fair to the base all across the country. It's just taking advantage of the fan base and your fanaticism, the fact that you are nuts over the game, and it's cool. And everybody don't mind paying for it because there's nothing free. The place got to be cleaned up. It's got to be maintained. Food has to be cooked. People want to be served. So there's no such thing as free. But should it be full tilt? And then you tell me, oh, by the way, X, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. They're not even going to play. Matter of fact, they may not even come to the game. That's almost how rude it seems to me. What say you? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And is Lou still on one?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to Lou on one. Welcome to Overtime.
DLC, appreciate you having me on, man. It's a pleasure always. Yes, indeed. Yes, I'm just excited about the season, Doc. At the same time, you know, I'm, you know, kind of like you guys, me and Lou, having that conversation about, you know, giving these guys some time to try to get this roster, you know, going in the right direction. And, you know, like you say, if they got to gut it out. They got to gut it out. It's going to take time. And I just want the fans to kind of, you know, take that kind of approach. You know, don't put too much expectation on the season, thinking, you know, they're going to make the playoff and things look like that. You know, I don't want to put my expectation high. I'm just kind of like, I'm going to just take one game at a time, one day at a time, and see how they do. And, you know, the most important thing is protecting that quarterback, and hopefully they could do that and find a way of success and go from there. And that's all I wanted to say. And appreciate you having me on DOC.
Hey, thank you, Lou. I like what Adam Peters told Grant and Danny this week. They're not trying not to win. They're trying to win. But they understand the process. And they're not going to get beside themselves. The best thing the Houston Texans did for all of us is let you know that it's possible. If you get real lucky at the quarterback position, it doesn't get lucky just because you got a good offensive line and all that, even though I it's my key to success, only because I've seen it. It's very important. We understand that the most important thing is five. But you got five on your team. Now, if you can keep him upright and then help him, and he's not the only dynamic player, but he has got to be special. Like the example, and what else happened in Houston? Their defense was ferocious. Got to get that. You can win with a defensive coordinator as a head coach. Yeah, you really can. And so that's where we are. You feel me? On that, Max? I mean, it's possible. Yeah, had Houston not done what they did, we may not be, I wouldn't be as confident because I'd have to see it. I'd have to have seen it. But boy, that gives you a lot of hope.
I mean,
it didn't happen in Jacksonville.
Well, it hasn't happened in Jacksonville yet.
Right.
This could be the year. In fact, me and AWOD predicted such. But I think
did
that...
Did AWOD have a name for that? Did he call it? Did he name that list too?
No. No,
I
we were doing...
him and Nell Nell. I yeah. love that.
We That's picked awesome. We picked the division winners in each of the eight divisions. So mm-hmm. He put together a little parlay for me. I put the burgundy and gold as the NFC East winners for a little extra juice. And we'll see if it works out for me. I hope it does.
Well, it's not impossible because you should be bullwhipped for losing to the Giants.
Exactly.
So you think that's possible. The Eagles are schizophrenic. They've showed you that. They have more talent than you do, but they had that last year. They had it before and you've beaten them. So... And then Dallas, nobody knows what's going to happen because you just don't know where they are, their psyche. Because you can't be stable when the head of your organization is not stable. I don't care what nobody says. This is the guy that leads you with misleading information, antics that reflect the tempo and the disposition of your organization, and betrays the hierarchy of your organization because the head coach there does not run the football program. So it's just not a good, it's just not a winning formula. And they're good with that because they don't have to win to be profitable. And for that standpoint, neither does the league. And that's the most interesting part about the NFL, all the way across the board. You got a ton of people that have made a fortune, and they're pathetic at what they do for a living. On that positive note, we'll take a break. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Back in a minute.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, we're having a ball today. It's all I can do is say hope that your alma mater is hanging in there. I know these Mountaineers are going to mean a little something to our next guest. Donna Hopkins joins us now. Tony McGee's Pro Football Plus. And covering that, having that beat reporter gig with the Commanders. And are you able to focus when the Mountaineers are on, when they're playing or not?
Hey, Rick, you know what? I have a person that went to Penn State, and me and him been going back and forth at each other. But, you know, it's all about college football today, and especially if the Mountaineers are playing. So, you know, my heart is with them today.
Yeah, and rightfully so. And it's I tell anybody that will listen, you have to be there to have embrace that home atmosphere. And, you know, a lot of venues have it, but not, and they're all different and all unique. But the one that we care about most is the Burgundy and Gold. And let's start with setbacks. Has there been a setback? Has there been something that you didn't anticipate injury-wise that you're fearful that will affect the opener?
Well, I think that, you know, as the team takes a, you know, a little break before they started preparing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, when you look at, you know, the offensive line with Brandon Coleman, this is a hopeful guy that they drafted this year that has had a tremendous camp. Went out a little bit for injury, but talking to him this past week, he's ready to go. So that's the good news about Brandon Coleman, because they're going to need him on that offensive line. You know, the good news, he said that he's 100%, he's ready to go. But, Rick, you know, anytime you've had any nicks and anything during training camp leading into the season, they tend to, you know, come up from – time to time. But he, you know, they rested him. He wanted to go earlier than they put him, you know, he wanted to go in the last preseason game, but they said no, because we need you for the season. So I think them holding him out, making sure that he was 100%, was a big key factor for this Commanders moving into the season. So I think that's good news as far as Brandon Coleman, you know, the lineman that's going to be key this year. For that offensive line that does not have a lot of depth. And I was hoping to see on the defensive side, Johnny Newsom. You know, he started the training camp. We hadn't seen him before then because he was out with that foot injury. And so he came back steaming ahead, but then, you know, kind of like had a few of the things to flare up again. So haven't been able to see him out there, you know, in the trenches. So we were hoping to be able to see him to start the season, because he was going to be a great plug for that defensive line. But I think they've got enough depth until he comes back on that defensive line. But those to me are the two guys that you were looking at that was going to make an impact for this Commanders team. But we get one back on the offensive side of the ball, and hopefully with Newman back soon, you know, on going down the season.
Yeah, Donna Hopkins breaking it down for us. Sam Cosmi, obviously and clearly a stud who's back, who's healthy, starting at the right guard spot. Other pieces we're hopeful for. I like Cornelius Lucas. I don't feel that we, if Brandon is not able to start, or and I'm not necessarily sure they would start him. My concern is that what condition Andrew Wiley is, and I'm not certain that Trent Scott, I thought he'd be better with a new staff and new, but I'm not certain he had a great camp. So that's why my concern will be there. But I'm not overly concerned because that kid that wears five gets rid of the ball so quickly that I think he will help everybody with protection, just his skill set.
Yeah, Rick, I think that what you said about Jaden Daniel is so key because in his final presser before, you know, they get ready for the real deal, he spoke about, hey, look, I'm going to have some mistakes. It's going to be some rough patches. That happens to everybody, whether you're a rookie, whether you're a veteran or what. He understands that. But I think what you said is so key about how he releases the ball quickly and the fact that they just signed another receiver in Noah Brown, who was with the Texans last year and then also on the Dallas Cowboys roster at one point. This is a big-time, big receiver, a big body that they like. And interviewing him and hearing from him this past week, he talked about the versatility in his game as far as on the offensive side, what he can do. So he's a good blocker, and he plays special teams. So when you look at what he brings to the table, that's the kind of player that this commander is looking for, is that a football-minded person who loves the game, which he definitely does in what he was saying, and to get a big body on the field to help that wide receiver group, which I feel that they needed a player like him and maybe even another player to add to that wide receiver group. But for now, with them going with Terry, Deami Brown, and now with Brown, who probably is going to take that position Jahan Dotson, and then you got Olamide Zaccheaus and that group. Yeah, so I baller. Think looking at them, but going back to the offensive line, I think you hit on some things because Andrew Wiley has not been in there a whole bunch, and then the whole offensive line, you haven't seen the starters at all doing training camp, doing the preseason. So it's going to take some time for them to gel among each other as far as who's going to be out there. And like you said, Cornelius Lucas and Chris Paul, we didn't mention him, but these are two guys that have really shown flashes of positive, of positive skill sets in what they improved in their game. And like you said, Cosme, what can you say about him? This is the silent killer is what I say. Because this guy, to me, I look for him to have an all-pro year. Until you get all five of the starters out there, because you know, Rick, it takes some time as far as the gelling and all of those things. But the tight ends are going to be so key in this offense as far as the blocking. Hurts, you can't say anything more about him because this guy is proven. And then John Bates, finally, we're seeing solid. The John Bates that we've been waiting for. This guy mm-hmm. has had a solid camp. You're seeing the flashes of what they projected him to be. And you know, then they draft, they keep a guy, a rookie. He beats out Cole Turner as far as Colin Yankoff.
Bruin.
Yeah. So, I mean, with his skill sets, a previous quarterback, a guy that that did extra work after practice this past week. I saw the tight end coach working with his feet movement, working with some of the other things. But they like what they see in him, learning how to block and all of those things. But for him to beat out a Colt Turner, who they brought back. But I think that that's where the strength is that tight end position that's going to be able to help the offensive line until they gel. So, we're seeing, look, Rick, we can say all that we want to see, but until you see it all put together on the field when it really counts is what we're all waiting for.
Yeah, it is. And Donna, I just want to see Luvu and Chin. Defensively, that I think we're going to be solid. I also believe that we're in for some tricks, and it's probably going to be run-centric. which I love. I think that running back room is exploded. I don't think our fan base really has an appreciation. They will learn it. They will learn it. But when it comes to Austin Ekeler,
yeah,
I mean, Brian Robinson to me is just special. But Austin Ekeler reminds me so much of Joe Washington, what Joe Washington brought to the offense. Just an unstoppable individual that's like smoke through a keyhole and tougher than you can ever imagine. He's going to be – this fan base is going to love him to death. I think the offseason acquisition of character guys like Ekeler, Ertz, Wagner, you get three guys like that that lead by example. And it's going to really just fumigate that locker room and get rid of all the bad, the stench. And this is why this team is going to be character-based. And I think we're going to have a brand new environment to where your standard steals can grow, you know. And then if that cornerback position, the one thing that I'm can't sleep well at night over is a cornerback position until I see
it. I'm with you.
I can trust it, but only because I bleed burgundy and gold. My mind tells me that pressure is our only hope. Because my eyes don't lie to me. We got people out there that are not demonstrating cover principles, cover techniques. And I don't like it. But again, maybe they're just playing okey-doke. Maybe they're doing the Ali. And they just rope-a-doping people right now.
Hey, Rick, I don't think it's no rope-a-doping or anybody tricking in anybody. What your eyes are seeing is true. I mean, because that cornerback position has got me really nervous right now, because what I'm seeing is not a group that you go in feeling good about. Hey, we solid here. The only saving grace is that safety position. Those guys is on the money. I mean, this is like a solid group with that group. And the linebackers, I think, but the secondary, if that pressure isn't up front in those, as Tony McGee told me this morning, you got to get to the quarterback 1, 2, 3. If you ain't there, it's too late. They're going to have to get there in 1, 2 for that secondary as far as those cornerbacks, because this is an area that you haven't seen growth yet. Mike, yes, you did. Sandra Surreal. Still, you've seen the growth with him. He's had a solid one, but the other guys have to step up. The Emmanuel Forbes, he's got to get it. He's got to get it quickly to start the season, because there ain't no playing around in the season. When you look at that scope of that season and you look at them starting with Tampa Bay and you know the Todd Bowles defense and all of that, and then, you know, you got to go up to Cincinnati that you let one of yours get away there, KJ Henry. But the thing is, the secondary, I haven't seen them be that group that is going to pick anybody off, that is aggressive, that they'll be in better position definitely from last year, because they look like they were lost in space last year. But that won't be the case this year. But you still have to have the playmakers in the secondary, and I haven't seen them shine in training camp and also in the preseason yet. So, you know, this is a group that got to step up, because this is one of the major concerns going in. It's not so much to me the offensive line, because I still got concerns there, but it's more about the cornerback position that's got me quite nervous.
Yeah, Max, you with us on that? I'm saying the secondary biggest concern for me, for Don. What about you, Max?
Yeah, the outside has been a big issue for me. I'm a little bit worried about edge. Just getting the pressure and setting that edge is always really important, just kind of containing the outside, since, you know, corners are going to be such an issue. Do you see any surprises coming at the edge spot?
Surprises?
Yeah, that's an area, to me, that you got to wait and see to see what you got, because Furl and all those guys, and I know that they're working in Jamin Davis some. They like what they see in him, but he's still new at that. So I think that if you're looking across the defensive line, that position right there, that's the edge rusher to me is I got to wait and see in real action what they got, because I don't think that they solidified that totally yet. And that's the reason why Newsom was going to be so key in there as far as what he was going to bring to that defensive front. So they said that they weren't finished putting the pieces together. And I asked Coach Quinn, going into the season and whatever, are they further ahead of what you thought, or what? How do you see this team? And he said in some areas they are farther along than what he expected, but because they hadn't had a lot of work as far as the offensive line to be in there, you just have to wait and see. And I think the same thing about the defensive line, to see all the pieces. We know what we've got in the middle, but those edge rushers. Let me just tell you, Daryl Tapp, he to me has really put those guys in great position in their skill sets and everything. So he's still navigating through all of that. But that to me is, like you said, the cornerback position. Daryl Talley with those guys, on the defensive front with the edge rushers. I think that those are two areas that you have to pay close attention to.
Well, you've earned it. They've earned it, the 3 days off. And we're glad that you would join us on those day, on the day off that you have. Enjoy
it. Hey, Rick is no days off. Rick is no days off for me.
Well, I know. You sound like Tony McGee now. He's a bad influence on you. Yeah, Donna, we thank you. Enjoy Labor Day. And tell the old man to back off and take that Geritol and stand up. Tell him to make sure he's moving around. Don't just sit in that rocking chair all day.
Most definitely.
Yeah, all right. Take care. Donna Hopkins, Tony McGee's Pro Football Plus, of course, on the beat with the Commanders. We'll take a break here at 136 in the nation's capital on overtime. Don't forget, Virginia Tech game is on 99.1 today, and the Nats game will be on 106.7 Fan and Terps on 980, and the Lions are up over the ears, 6-0. It's been interesting. You got to remember, this is the first live bullets, man. It is very difficult when you're playing tackle football and you don't get a chance to get under the bright lights or in a big stadium, and you're getting it going. Live bullets going around. The Terrapins don't seem shy so far, coming out Loxley's boys aggressive. And you never, ever, ever know what it's like when you lose a quarterback as the Terps did. Andy out in Sterling. What's going on, man?
Good afternoon, Doc. Hey, man, I was just talking to Mighty Max, and I was telling him I'm not exactly crazy about all the personnel moves that Peters has made during this offseason.
Mm-hmm. Tell me why.
Yeah, man. You know what? I never understood basically trading Cam Curl for Jeremy Chinn, who's been injured the past 2 years, paid them both exactly about the same amount of money. Cam Curl was probably your most consistent secondary backfield player the past couple of years. I thought he was on the verge of even making the Pro Bowl. Couldn't understand him getting rid of Curtis Samuels. I think he really would have been very beneficial in this offensive system. I couldn't understand him getting rid of K.J. Henry. Seems to me he was the most impressive of the edge rushers this offseason. It seems like he's hell-bent on getting any draft pick, any player from the previous regime. I don't get that. I don't understand why in the hell is he trading with Philadelphia twice in the offseason. Why would you trade with somebody in your own division? I don't get that. I don't like that. You might as well be trading with Dallas. Now, the thing that bugs me the most, that really sets me off, is here you've got this prize quarterback, this unicorn, and we're on the verge of possibly destroying this guy because I don't think they made a concerted effort to really address the right and left tackle positions. There's no depth. If those two knuckleheads that they got on first string right now get injured, you've got nobody back there to protect this guy. And we all know that the Redskins Commanders have a history because of their incompetence when it comes to addressing offensive line. They've destroyed one promising young quarterback after another, and it's really getting old, whether it be Griffin, whether it be Patrick Ramsey, man, you name it. All right, Doc, that's all the hell I had to say, buddy. Thank you.
No, Andy, look, man, you make some points that they can only be settled in 3 or 4 weeks to say that you're right or wrong. It's all one person's opinion. Me, the where we differ is that although those guys were nice players, I'm in last place with all of them. So I'm for moving on. Even usually ties go to the home guy, not with me. I want to shuffle the deck because I just can't live with guys that can lose 4 times to the New York Giants. That just beyond me. You lost me on that. I can't handle that. So flip the whole roster if you want. We needed better instructors. And I think they got that. Now, it comes down to the quarterback. And I think you got a chance at that. But none of this is guaranteed. It'll take us about 6 weeks. Andy, then call back. And then we'll find out who's right or wrong. I'm going with gutting it and going through because I just lost too many games with all the players you mentioned, and I like them, but I just don't know. Why did we lose so many damn games with them if they're so good? They kept talking about all the bags, everything they wanted, and for the most part, these knuckleheads gave them that. And what'd you get out of it? Bag. I need the bag. You know, we got clowns fighting on sidelines, fighting against each other. You were a train wreck of an organization. I say bleach and clean it up and move forward. I don't have any problem departing with any parts of this past. But that's just me. What say you, Max?
I tell you we need some bleach, Doc. My eyes after watching the first half of Penn State, West Virginia. Oh, God.
Well, what'd you think it was going to be?
Well,
offensive, carnival. I mean, come on, man. They don't scrimmage.
It's true. I should have considered these things.
This is what I want for the NFL. But at least the starters are on the field. How weak was that to have a game and you got the Heisman Trophy winner and we're announcing, oh, by the way, he's not going to play. Our game is like 3 weeks from now. He's not going to play one series. We can't play him a series? You got to be kidding me.
I
get it. So, okay, if that's the kind of football we're playing, then the hell with preseason. Let's just start the regular season like college. At least the players I'm paying to see will be on the field. And let's go 18-1 or 18-2. And quit kidding ourselves. Or charge me $5 for a child and $10 for a kid, $2 for a hot dog, and $1.50 for a beer. I got to pay the people to set up the stadium, and I got to pay for merchandise. But somewhere, meet me halfway. But for goodness gracious, the urination thing on and you telling me it's raining, that's getting old.
It's true.
Yeah, it's getting old. But that's just me. Y'all seem don't have a problem with it, so let me be quiet. I'll back off. Because if y'all don't have a problem with it, you good. Then, hey, business as usual. The only thing I ask for is that we don't suck. That I can get back to my being able to light me up a stick, be with Derek. Oh, Derek Davis called this week. Did I tell y'all? Yeah. All the Cowboys are back now. Clay, I heard from Clarence, all of them. I knew it would happen. As soon as Jarek, you know, comes out and pays CD Lamb, and this is what they do, man. And now they back. They back and got their confidence going. And I realize it. Go ahead and get your 10, 12th, or whatever. I got to just hold back until January, and then I get a reprise off of it. And it never gets old. It never does. But the bottom line is that I just think we are moving in the right direction. I just caution you that Well, I don't even want to caution you. I just want to use the Houston Texans as an example of what's possible. Just saying, what's possible? Had they not done it, some of this offseason stuff is cool. I got to admit it. When you can come up with a poll and get it mentioned on the air, and you say that my boy up in Buffalo is the most overrated, did they say player or just quarterback? I think it was player. Got to give it to him. That's pretty good. That you can actually get that printed. And then to show you how bogus a lot of this garbage is, wouldn't you want him? How many people would want him as their quarterback? Maybe all but two teams in the league? How many do you think, Max?
Sorry, I was screening a call. Which
Buffalo.
Oh, man.
Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, the overrated thing that came out.
But give him credit. Hey, man, all about marketing.
Yeah.
This is sale. We're suckers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Anything you put out, you get a sucker to bite, then go ahead and get paid.
Yeah, no.
I ain't mad at the creators who come up with this. It's the stooges that bite.
I really think
you fall for anything.
It's true. If you walked up to all 32 NFL GMs and said, hey, it's your quarterback or it's Josh Allen, I think there are, rookies out. Like, I'm not considering 30. That. But there 30. Are about 30 teams. To 31 teams that would be like, yeah, sure, I'll take it.
30.
Yeah.
That's right. 30.
Just so one cool team that I can name that wouldn't.
Can't blame them.
Yeah.
Kansas City.
Kansas City's the only one.
Kansas City and only Cincinnati. One. Kansas City, Cincinnati will give you the finger.
Yeah, that Cincinnati, just because they have Ja'Marr Chase. If they didn't have Ja'Marr Chase on that team, I think they would be happy to trade Joe and Josh. Yeah.
Joe Burrow?
I think Josh's ceiling is much higher than Joe, but Joe is an incredible quarterback.
If Patrick Mahomes wasn't Patrick Mahomes, I don't think there's anybody in the league smoother than Joe Burrow.
See, that's the thing. Joe's coming off of an injury year, I believe.
That's Joe Cool's issue.
Yeah.
Joe Cool has got to prove that he's available.
Yeah.
But in terms of this dude's
style,
this dude here, he is a baller. I'm telling you, this dude's smooth, yeah. Smooth. So to break
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.